Why don't we put it right over here, Ralph?
Okay. Hey, what's that doing out here?
There's no room for it in our room. Have you ever seen how much space three bassinets take up?
Well, what are you going to do when you want a pair of drawers? Come out here on what's practically a public sidewalk?
I guess so, until we get it all figured out.
After all, Charlie, we didn't expect three babies. Well, I guess we better get over and pick up Kitty and the boys, huh?
And the boys. I still can't get used to it.
Yeah, and neither can anybody else. Let's see what you did with your room, huh? Well, pretty nice, huh? Are you sure you got enough diapers?
Well, Katie asked him at the hospital how many she'd need, and that's it.
Well, you know, I'd kind of forgotten about that sort of thing, and I checked with the public library, and the hospital was even a little conservative. See, how about the flowers for the room?
Well, Chip and Ernie are bringing them up. Hey, where's the movie camera?
Uncle Charlie, it'll be all we can do just to bring Katie and the babies home.
Yeah, well, 10 years from now, you'll be screaming like an eagle because you haven't got pictures of the kids when they were babies. Look, now, I got the film. Where's the movie camera?
I think it's in the downstairs closet.
That's what I asked you in the first place.
You know, Dad, I sort of had a picture of how it would be when I brought my wife home from the hospital with her baby. This is turning into a circus.
I know, Ron. But of course, you didn't have three babies in your picture, did you?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Uncle Charlie said he wants these flowers around the room
when
Katie gets home.
Yeah, I'll take this one.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll put this over here.
I think those look the best.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, shouldn't we get going? We?
We'll be right down in a minute, fellas. Thanks for bringing up the flowers.
Okay. Dad, if Chip and Ernie and Uncle Charlie and you and I show up at the hospital, we'll run into Katie's mother and maybe her grandmother and that weird aunt of hers. It'll be an army.
Yeah. Of course, the boys are very excited about the triplets, but maybe you're right, Rob. I'll explain it to them and have them stay home.
Wait a minute, Dad. I guess I should be pleased that they want to come. It's just that,
Rob, one baby is a special thing. But when three of them come into the world at the same time, it's something really special. You just might as well get used to it. You're going to be asked the same questions over and over, and you're going to have to smile and give the same answers over and over. It's almost as if you and Katie have to share the babies. And something tells me you'll be very proud.
I guess so. You know, Dad, you always seem to have the right answers.
Well, I read a lot.
One says Douglas, and hey, they're triplets.
Triplets are usually born prematurely.
These were born a little early.
Are they yours?
Oh, no, I'm just the grandfather. We're taking them home today.
Oh, congratulations. What are the names?
Oh, the parents haven't gotten around to naming them yet. Excuse me. Well, Katie, you're all set to leave, huh?
Sure am.
Well, I'll go get the car and meet you all downstairs.
Good.
Oh, say, you should have seen the crowd around the boys at the viewing room.
What did they say about them?
Well,
why should we care what they say?
There are babies, and they're not on display like something in a zoo just because there are three of them.
You're absolutely right. What did they say about them?
Well,
the babies are coming in a moment, Mrs. Douglas.
Good.
Well, here you are.
Can you make it?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. There. Lift your foot, and I'll put this step down. Good.
All right. Fine. Give me two, and Rob, you take one.
Aren't you beautiful?
Come on.
How is that?
Hello.
Well, aren't you the handsome boy?
Hello there. Hello there. Hello.
Dad, why don't you...
Oh, Rob, I'm sure it's a hospital rule that fathers before grandfathers. How do I know, honey? The wrinkly one.
That one is Robert. That one is Charles.
Oh, you've named them already, huh?
And that one is Stephen.
Stephen, huh?
Yeah. We named him for you, Dad.
Well, here, let Granddad hold you a minute, huh? Well, hiya, Steve. Hi there, Steve.
Big way for an uncle.
Come on, Dad.
Get
your
car ready.
Hey,
Ernie, and not too close, okay? We gotta watch the germ bit.
Come on, not so fast.
Ernie, please.
This is our first baby, miss. Shouldn't my wife be lying down somewhere?
I sent for an orderly, Mr. Webster.
Well, but how long will it take?
Just a few minutes. Don't worry. Your wife will be fine.
She says you'll be fine.
Get outside now. Take it easy, will you? Because I got to change the filters in the daylight. Come on, Charlie. I'm getting to the back of your head. Will you get back there?
Uncle Charlie, there's a lot of germs in that camera.
Stay back a little
bit. Chair, Charlie.
You got all right.
Come on. Give him a picture with him.
All right. What was all that?
Mrs. Douglas is going home today. She had triplets.
Triplets? Honey, you wouldn't.
It's been quite a day.
Yeah, I don't suppose there'll be another day quite like it, Charlie.
I hope not. Do you realize if this happens again, there'll be six kids running around here in less than 2 years?
Well, of course, the chances of that are pretty remote.
Doesn't Robbie strike you as just a little bit touchy about the whole thing?
Well, Charlie, I suppose the responsibility is just a little more than he'd planned on.
No, I don't mean responsibility. I mean touchy. He acts like he's sore because people want to hear about the babies.
Well, after all, they are his babies.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That does it, huh? Uh-huh.
Oh, Steve, did you notice they named one of the kids Charles?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah? Well, how about that?
Yeah, how about that? Good night, Charlie.
Good night. Oh, Steve, did you notice that little Charlie is the biggest of the three?
Yeah, I noticed that, too.
Yeah? Well, good night.
Good night, Charlie.
I still don't believe it.
I believe it. You know, we'll be taking them for walks in a few days.
Yeah.
Everybody will be looking into the carriage.
Well, what's wrong with that? I'm proud of them.
Oh, so am I. That's the whole point. They're three boys. They're not something you sell tickets to.
Well, people don't mean it that way.
Well, maybe not, but... Well, they act like they're looking at something in the zoo. Our three boys are individuals. They're brothers. And that's the way they should be treated. I'm sorry. I guess I'm still adjusting.
Well, keep it up. I love the sound of my husband talking like a father.
Good night.
Good night.
Katie.
What is it?
Are you sure they're all breathing?
That's Charlie crying.
I don't know. It sounds a little like Steve to me.
There we go. Yeah.
Why are they crying?
Yeah, what's the matter? What's the problem?
Well, I don't know. This one woke up and started the others going. It was like a chain reaction.
Here, I'll take little Steve. Take him down to warm his pot. He's probably hungry, huh?
And I'll take little Charlie.
Well, that was fast. Which one did they leave you?
Well, I don't know how they did it. They have the right ones. This is Rob. Oh,
yeah. Here, I'll take him, honey. You might as well join the others. Here we are. Sure, be all right. Is it okay?
Don't worry about me. I'm just the mother. Do you believe this, honey?
Not quite.
Isn't life weird? I know I don't sound very profound or anything, but do you realize that 2 years ago I didn't even know you existed?
Well, you sure know it now. Honey, I know what you mean. Here we are, the sun is shining, the birds are singing. We're pushing our own babies down the street in a carriage.
Will it always be like this, do you think?
Well, they say that nothing ever stays the same, but I'm going to fight them.
Look, Laura, triplets. Aren't they darling?
How old are they?
Just a few weeks.
What are their names?
This one is Robert Jr. and Charles and Stephen.
How in the world do you tell them apart?
Ladies, excuse me. We have to be going.
Oh, yes, of course.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, what's so wrong about that, honey?
We're not putting on a sideshow, Katie. We just want to take the boys for a walk. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Rob. Well, everything all right?
Wonderful. People are so enthused when they see the boys.
Yeah, but always the same questions. How old are they? What are their names? How do you tell them apart?
Well, I guess you'd use a little help there, huh?
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Honey, you go ahead and go upstairs and get some rest. We'll take care of it.
There, I got you.
Okay.
I can take that on.
All right.
drop.
Okay. Huh? Hey, you know they're getting heavier?
Yeah. Well, they're getting older.
Hey there.
Hi, Mr. O'Casey.
Hi.
My mother wants to know if she can finally see the triplets.
I just couldn't wait any longer, Mr. O'Casey. Is this a bad time?
Heck no. Robbie's getting dressed for work. I'll just holler upstairs. That way you won't catch him running around his underdrawers. Hey, Dan and Gordon's coming up to look at the boys. Come on.
Oh, thanks.
First door to the right.
Thank you very much.
We might as well sell tickets.
Oh, honey, now she lives right next door, and she's been so understanding about not coming to see the boys.
If it was one baby, they'd wait 6 months. But with triplets...
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
Come on in.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi.
Oh, there they are. Oh, my. Aren't they adorable? Oh, how in the world do you ever tell them apart, Katie? Well, not easy. What's their name? That's Rob Jr.
Hi. Home already?
Already?
I've been gone since 6:30.
Oh, by the way, you got visitors up there, so take it easy.
Visitors at this time of the night?
Yeah, some sorority dolls Katie went to school with. They came by and she couldn't resist showing off the boys.
Oh.
Aren't they adorable?
Thank you. We think so.
What are their names? Rob Jr., Charles, and Stephen.
How in the world do you ever tell them apart?
We paint numbers on their feet.
Come here. Oh, hi, Charlie.
Hiya. I'll give you the latest bulletin from across the hall. They're having their first fight since they had triplets together.
Fight?
Yeah.
I don't hear anything.
They don't want to wake up the boys, so they're fighting in whispers.
Still say that was a rude thing to do in front of my sorority sisters.
You do not put my sons on exhibition after 9 o'clock. That's one of the new rules we have here at the zoo.
I'll show my sons off to anyone who's interested any time I please.
Katie Douglas, I'm going to take a long walk before I whisper something I'll regret.
Come in, Kate.
I just thought of somewhere else to be.
Well, we had a fight.
Yes, I know, Charlie told me. Katie, Rob's a pretty tired boy, if that helps any.
I know. He's trying to go to school and work, be a father and a husband. Dad, I just hate myself when I make him angry. But he hates it when people make a fuss over the babies, and I love it.
I know some of what he thinks. Katie, he wants your sons to be three little boys, not a clump of babies.
Three individuals. I know. No, he says pretty funny things when he's angry. He said that from now on there are going to be new rules here at the zoo. And he told my sorority sisters that the way we could tell our babies apart is by painting numbers on their feet.
Well, Kate, it looks like the fight's over. At least your half of it.
I guess so. Sure hope he doesn't get cold out there walking around this time of night.
He'll be all right. Yeah, that sounds like little Charlie.
I think he's hungry.
Well, he's liable to wake Steve up. Would you excuse me, please?
That's got to be Steve yelling. Now shut him up before he wakes up Charlie.
warm the milk.
We got there just in time. Little Charlie was just getting ready to holler.
Why don't we leave the babies up here and bring the bottles up to where the babies are?
Oh, as long as they're awake, we might as well give them a change of scenery, huh?
Yeah. How long can they stare at a patch of ceiling?
Katie, I...
Charlie?
You trying to tell me I don't know my own grandson?
Well, the others are your grandsons, too, Dad. I'm telling you, this one's Charlie.
Yeah, I think he's right.
Well,
now, this
just
one is
a minute.
Steve.
Good morning, Dad.
Oh, morning, Katie.
Well, I guess I'm not back to full strength yet. I just this minute woke up.
Well, good. That's what weekends are for, to sleep in. Rob's out with the boys, giving him a buggy ride.
Oh, good. Dad?
Huh?
Would you answer something honestly?
Well, sure, what?
Well, you've never taken the babies out in their carriage. Is there any reason?
Oh, no, it's just that... Well, they're your babies, and yours and Rob's, and...
Oh, I know, but they're yours, too.
Good morning, honey.
Well, good morning.
Say, I thought you said that checker down at the market was a friend of yours.
Well, she is. What happened?
Well, I walked the carriage right by her and she hardly looked at the boys.
I thought that's what you wanted.
Well, I do, but honey, it's a matter of being civil. I mean, after all, it's not every day you see triplets. Say, Dad, would you mind doing a favor for me?
Well, it all depends, Rob. What is it?
Well, Dr. Osborne likes the boys to get out a lot on nice days like this, and I have some homework to do. Would you finish their walk for me?
Well, sure. Sure, I'd be glad to, Rob. Work on this later. It's a nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Ben, you've got a new driver. See you later. Sorry, it's so wide. Jump the wall.